since we've been said and done. I think we're better off now, and I'm not the only one. The sights that were before my eyes were open, not at all. We'll never reach the beauty of the writing on the wall. So I'll pour myself yet another glass of wine and think about that far off distant time. That future that could possibly be.
So, God, that sounded awful when you say it. Like, I'm a crazy radio DJ, and I'm not. I haven't been a radio DJ since my college days. And I'm not counting the 3 months stint I worked at that radio station that shall remain nameless. Anyway, so what's going on? Just wanted to let y'all know. Today, my project Runway Barbie arrived, and I'm so excited I could just crap all over myself. I own the project Runway Barbie! Now, here's the thing. As much as I love it, I would love it so much more. I love it fine. But what I would also love, in addition, equally well... Sorry, I'm eating a lemon head, so it's disgusting. I would also like Austin Scarlett to design a Barbie gown. And wouldn't that be cute? That not be super cute? So, anyway, how you doing? I got a new entertainment magazine today. Not Entertainment Weekly, a magazine about the entertainment industry. I'm really just kind of barely paged through it a little bit, but apparently, little Miss Jolie is due. God, that's so disgusting. I should take this out of my mouth, but I'm not gonna. Little Miss Jolie, soon to be Mrs. Jolie Pitt, I'm assuming, is due May 2nd. If she can keep her legs crossed for about 2 more weeks, little Jolie Pitt baby will share her birthday with my sister. So, anyway, in other news, this thing is tart. It was like hurting my mouth a little bit. It's so friggin' tart. Anyway, that's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, I got a call at work the other day asking me to donate blood. As it turns out, I'm well past 1 gallon donor, and I'm 1 blood donation away from being a 2 gallon donor, which is hilarious considering that I used to be so terrified of giving blood, I wouldn't even watch people do it. One time, one of my friends, we'll call him the movie guy, we were, he was going to go give blood, and I just decided to suck it up and say, you know what, I'm going to give blood too, and it's going to freak me out, but I'm going to do it. I'm so excited. So I can't do it because I had my navel pierced, and you can't give blood if you've had a piercing in the last 12 months, which every time I give blood, they look at my tongue piercing and say, oh, so did you have that done? Like, I'm lying to him. Like, I'm going to say, you know, like, I'm going to say, okay, you caught me! Just so you know, I've had it since almost 8 years. So, suck it, Red Cross. Anyway, so I couldn't give blood that day. And the movie guy, and I can't remember if he did or not, but we decided to make up this huge story. So we go back and tell our pals that I freaked out and that I just totally spazzed out, ran, accidentally pulled the tube out of his arm, spraying blood everywhere. He jumps up. His arm's still spraying blood. He steps on his blood bag, putting more blood all over the place, all over this mobile. Come to think of it, it wasn't the Red Cross, so they can still suck it, because they still second-guess me nowadays. But anyway, so, you know, this whole story about how all this blood spread everywhere. And I think people kind of believed us, except for the fact that we didn't have blood on any of our clothes. But our friends, I don't know, maybe they probably didn't believe us. But anyway, neither here nor there. Anyway, that little needle-phobic girl is well on her way to her second pint, no, second gallon of blood donation. So rock on, because I have a neighbor who requires monthly transfusions. Well, she did require monthly transfusions. Right now, she is in another state recovering from surgery, which will hopefully end her need for transfusions once a month. Is it once a month or once a week? Anyway, so she gets frequent transfusions. So, if you give blood frequently and you want to put have her get credit for what you give and you give to the Red Cross, contact me, comanche.red@gmail.com, and I can give you her name, and you can give it to the Red Cross, and I believe she gets credit. She doesn't get charged, because that's the thing that sucks, is people get charged for the blood, which I understand. It's a lot of work to get that, but if you credit her, she will get her pints for free, although we're totally hoping that this surgery works, and she does not require frequent transfusions in the future. She's a nice lady. She has a cute little dog. And she's, you know, she's a good neighbor. Dig her lots. She has signed for my packages before. But anyway. So contact me at comanche.red@gmail.com if you want to help out and help her get credit every time you donate to the Red Cross. And if you don't donate to the Red Cross, then you can just get off your ass and do it, because yeah, it hurts. Yeah, it sucks. But you know what? You're helping somebody who needs it. And in addition, if you haven't heard this, apparently, oh, that was a big old plosive. Apparently, if you're a lady and you give blood frequently, then this is just, it's, I don't know if it's been confirmed or not, but it thins your blood. Giving blood frequently thins your blood, making you less likely to develop clots. Now, if you're a lady who smokes, or if you're a guy who smokes, or if you're a lady who takes oral contraceptives, and I'm assuming you're not a guy taking oral contraceptives, because if you are, then, you know, whatever. You might want to consider this, because both of those, and obesity too, obesity, smoking, and hormonal contraceptives can all thicken your blood, I guess, and lead to blood clots later on. So it can help you, you know, as well as helping somebody else. And, you know, you get a Little Debbie snack for free, and sometimes they give you free t-shirts, so, you know, how can you go wrong? Take a book, you know, take an entertainment magazine, get caught up in your pop culture. So anyway, so I'm flipping through this magazine. Here's a little picture of Miss Frances Bean Cobain. And she's a pretty little gal, but she really favors her dad, like, heavily. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, we won't get into that. That's something else entirely. So, yesterday I was helping my mom out at work with some stuff, and she works in a hospital, so, not in the hospital, she works in administrative offices, but I was helping her with some stuff. And after I got done helping her with her stuff, I decided, well, I didn't decide, I had to go back to my car to go home. Jeez. And I noticed, walking to my mom's office, as well as walking, crunch, crunch, as well as walking back to my car, I noticed that people aren't stopping at stop signs. And I know people do California stops, people do rolling stops, people don't stop all the way, but it freaks me out tremendously because this is a hospital we're talking about. This is, people are slow, people are infirm, people are, you know, not real mobile, ambulatory, that's the word I'm looking for. And people just aren't stopping. It's crazy. You've got to stop in a hospital. You should be driving 5. You should be driving so slow through a hospital zone that they have to line you up with a fence post to see if you're even moving. So, you know, I'm just getting more and more disgusted with humanity every day. Especially these days. I'm just done. I'm done with it. Done. Donezo. So, I'm not going to talk for too much longer. I've got to go meet my crafty friends for crafty night. We're going to have it. It's not at anybody's home tonight. It's at a coffee shop. And they are known for having good food. Although the hostesses of crafty night also have good food. But anyway, there's no way to end that sentence without offending somebody. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so I'm going to talk about this thing we have at work right now. It's institution-wide. I work at a large institution, which is funny. Are we having fun yet? You don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps. Okay, so we have this thing. I won't know. God, I just burped. Sorry if you heard that. I won't name it. It has a name. But all I'm going to say is it involves, if you're going to constructively criticize somebody, you start by saying something nice, like, oh, you've really done a great job on the TPX reports here at Innotech. You're really just, I love the margins, but just one little thing, if you could, I really like it if you would maybe make the font purple instead of black. I mean, it's that kind of thing. It's like, listen, I want you to know you're doing a great job on the quarterly reports. Just one little thing, you know, that, and it drives me crazy because now it's, can't trust anybody. And if somebody gives me a compliment, I'm like, oh, you got pretty hair. I'm thinking, and I need to be at work on time, you know, or, but my breath smells, you know, so anytime anybody pays me a compliment, I'm waiting for the backlash. I'm waiting for the, not the backlash. I'm waiting for the criticism to come behind it. You know what I'm saying? And that just sucks. It really sucks. But another part of it is writing thank you notes to your employees. And I don't have any supervisory capabilities. But it's like, I'm just doing my job. Please do not give me a thank you note just for doing my job. Do that on Administrative Professionals Day, which they consider me an administrative professional, which I'm fine with. Give me something for that. You know, take me out to lunch once in a while. But don't send me a thank you note. Because I'm just doing my job. It's crazy. It's like everybody has to have their hand held constantly. People just don't work unless they're just being told how great they are. And I don't know. I almost think we should go back to the old days of big banks of desks and the phones that sound like, you know, bells and typewriters and sour-faced women in dark suits with their hairs pulled back. You know, let's go back to the hats. You know, big noisy offices. Because this feel-good atmosphere is just tearing me down. I can't deal with it. I just cannot deal with it. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to reach the end of my show now. Because I have blathered on enough for today. Maybe I can finally get through this magazine and give you guys some pop culture updates. One thing I do want to say right now is I'm going to try to recommend a movie for you once a week to check out. I'm going to try and make it a documentary because documentaries are my favorite kinds of movies, and I think a lot of people stay away from them thinking it's going to be like watching the news, which it's not. Okay, it's not like watching PBS all the time, people. I mean, PBS has some good documentaries, but people give documentaries a bad reputation, and I personally am not happy with that because I love documentaries. You learn so much. Although a lot lately it seems like documentaries are about as fictional as real movies. You know, they bend the facts, misrepresent facts to get their side told. But anyway, this week I'm going to recommend to you Grey Gardens. It's the story of Edith Bouvier Beale is her name. Sorry, I'm doing all this from memory. Edith Bouvier Beale and her daughter, Little Edie Beale. And they live up in, you know, whatever, Hamptons? Maybe? I don't know. So they live in a mansion, and this mansion is literally crumbling around them. Literally. I mean, they've got raccoons that live up in their attic. Big Edie is old, which is, you know, cool. People are old, but her daughter is nuts. Nutty. Little Edie is nuts. I can't even tell you. You've got to see it. There's a clip on my blog of Madonna's Hung Up with video clips from Grey Gardens. You have to see this to get an idea of how fabulous this movie is. This little Edie. Every year for Halloween, I want to dress as little Edie, and I think there's going to be one person in the city of Nashville, Tennessee, who's going to get that, and I won't see them on the day I'm dressed like little Edie. So, please watch this movie so somebody will get my Halloween costume. It's excellent. It's, by the way, if you don't recognize the name, Bouvier. I think it was Bouvier Beale. Beale Bouvier. I think it's Bouvier Beale. Anyway, Bouvier is Jacqueline Onassis. Is Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy Onassis. Anyway, it's her maiden name. So that should tell you a little something. These people are rich and crazy. I think you'll dig it. Anyway, so watch that. Let me know what you think. Comanche.red@gmail.com. You can come to my website, www.schmoovenet.com. That's schmoovenet.com. And I want to thank music.podshow.com for providing pod-safe music for podcasters. This theme music I'm using is the song Glass of Wine by the New Autonomous Folk Singers. They are rockin', dig 'em. Who knew country music that good could come from the Pacific Northwest? But it can't. It does. So, yeah, send me an email, check out my website, do what you gotta do, rock and roll, and I'll talk to you later this week, probably.